Welcome back. This is In It for the Kicks with Greg Churchill and Nick Collings right here on Radio Hauraki. Right now, it is time for the feature that we call
In It for the Kicks, Back in My Day.
And this week's Back in My Day comes from an absolute legend of the New Zealand drum and bass scene. In fact, probably one of the biggest drum and bass tunes in New Zealand's history. It is from Concord Dawn, a track called Morning Light. And here to tell us how that track even came to exist is Maddie. Concord Dawn, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
So this is where we give the listeners a bit of a history lesson, and hopefully you can cast your mind back just a little bit. Your legendary tune, Morning Light. Can you tell us when it all kind of began?
Well, at that point, me and Evan had done two albums for Cog already, the eponymous debut and then Disturbance. And after that, Evan had moved over to England, actually. So we've been working on a few tunes. We'd done a few sort of vinyl releases on our own label, Low Profile, which was created sort of under the Cog umbrella, which is, you know, it had released a Shapeshifter album too, that we'd signed their first album, but was basically just a label mostly for our own output at that point. And, you know, that was our first vinyl releases. I'd been and done the first European tour off the back of those tracks and gone out for 2 months traipsing around Europe with a backpack. It's very different to how I tour Europe now, but, you know, I wanted to get out there and have a look, so off I went. And then I had come back and Evan had moved to living in England. But that didn't really sort of pan out sort of as he'd imagined at that point. He ended up doing a job that he didn't really want to do, and I think maybe he'd probably gone a little bit early. So he came back to New Zealand, and we, you know, got back in the studio, and it was, I think the first track, or maybe the second track, that we wrote after he got back, and it just sort of, you know, came together really naturally and organically, and we wrote pretty much all of it in one day. And you often hear people saying this is the good ones aren't the ones you spend a month on often. Often the best tunes are the ones that sort of write themselves. And that was the case, and, you know, he'd recorded the vocals for a really, really cheap mic plugged straight into a Sound Blaster sound card. Anyone remembers those? And the next day we thought about re-recording the vocal, but it just didn't work, and so we went with the original one, and that was that. So we knew we'd written a pretty cool track. A few of our mates involved in drum and bass sort of teased us about the vocal and what have you. We gave it to Digital when he was in New Zealand. He'd come around for a cup of tea and to, I think, catch up on the cricket scores or something. So we handed him a CD, and then I went off on holiday. So I was up in Russell, supposedly relaxing, and then a couple of days into the holiday, I got the message that they wanted to sign it initially for L Plates, which was their smaller label, and then they sent it out to some DJs, and most notably Clute and Bailey, as well as Digital, were hammering it. And then a few more of the really big DJs picked up on it, you know, Goldie and Andy C and all those chaps, and I think they realised that they had a big tune on their hands, so they moved it up to Timeless, which was their main label, and then it came out in 2002 and sold rather a lot of copies. I'm not sure how it works with Chemical now, but it was in their top 10 selling tracks of all time at one point, and went on to become quite a big tune, I guess.
And basically gave you the opportunities to put out more tunes and tour the world and end up in Vienna.
Yeah, well, that was it, basically, I guess. And I mean, yeah, it was funny because I went back to Europe for another 2 months after that tune was out, and it was... It was quite a different situation. A lot less couches involved, that was for certain. I mean, the first time I went over there, I went over there with a Hotmail account and a prepaid phone that ran out of credit, I think about a weekend. And it's incredible thinking about it now. Like, you know, I just arranged to meet people at train stations or what have you, and I didn't have a phone to contact anyone. And, you know, there was no Twitter and, you know, no just mailing from your phone or whatever. I mean, this is only, you know, 2001, 2002. It's not really ancient history, but it is incredible now when you see the difference in the organisation of the music industry and touring and all that. But yeah, that track really made a difference, and you know, as a consequence, I did a couple of trips to Europe, decided that I really quite liked Europe, and now I think this is the 10th year I've been living in Austria, and, you know, still getting around, still playing that track, people still have a dance for it, still get to rewind, and away we go.
Any remixes on the horizon for it?
It had kind of been mooted, but there was a remix fairly soon after it came out, done by Clute, who was one of the sort of early champions of the track, and who has become a dear friend over the years, and, you know, has done multiple releases for his label, Commercial Suicide. And there was a kind of little weird little mashup I did with some chaps here in Vienna, Illskills, DK and Rawful, of one of their tracks together with Morning Light. But I think that's going to be it, to be honest. I don't know. I mean, you especially see it these days. I see it when I get promos into my inbox, where every track now has four remixes, you know, before anyone's even decided whether they like the original. And I don't know, I think often it can get a bit carried away. So that's one reason. And then second of all those, the old computers with all the session files are long since gone. I don't know what's happened to them. They're probably, if someone wants to search through every old computer in New Zealand, maybe they'll find it somewhere. So that's the second factor. And then third of all, I mean, you know, me and Evan finished up working together a couple of years ago. He's sort of retired from the music business completely now. And so, I don't know, I kind of feel like keeping the legacy of what we did together sort of intact without sort of tampering with it too much. And just sort of moving forwards, really, and looking forward and writing new tracks and doing that as opposed to sort of, I don't know, doing a... You know, you see some tracks and there's a 2001 remix and there's a 2010 remix and then there's a 2014 remix and, you know, I'd rather not take sort of that work we did together and get a, you know, a bro step remix of it and then a trap remix of it and then a deep house remix of it, you know, sort of every 2 years, depending on which way the wind's blowing, I'd rather just leave it as it was, you know?